Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds. I'm your host, Arielle. It has been a really long time since I've published anything in this feed. I am briefly back to bring you a conversation and an announcement from me and my friend Miriam. Actually, Miriam is the person that told me to start this very podcast in 2019 while we were in the middle of a personal training workout. We were looking for ways to distract ourselves. Anyway, we're launching an event series for creators who want to learn more about making things online and building a following. We'll get into Miriam's TikTok and short form video career, which she really happened into. She now has more than 130,000 followers across the platforms. She makes really cool stuff. She recommends a lot of books, podcasts, articles, and talks about why they blew her mind and what kind of conversations we should be having as a result of them. And we'll talk about why we decided to do this event. Hopefully, it'll get you to check out this event that we're going to do. And you can get more information about the event, sign up to receive notifications on it at the link in the show notes of this episode. Quick heads up about this conversation. We're going to be really transparent about our goals for the event, our hopes for the number of attendees, our hopes for what, if any, money we might make, and what might come from it in a broader sense. Here's my conversation with Miriam Tinberg. We're going to have a conversation, Miriam, about something that we're planning. I am very excited for this. We had a brainstorming session earlier this week, and then we decided, you know, we were having this brainstorming session. Why don't we record it? I know men say that in bars all the time. Oh, we're so funny. We should just have a podcast. But we'd love to be transparent about the work that we're doing. And that's what's bringing us here today. So how are you?
I'm doing so well. You know, we were just before we got on the mic, we were just talking about how easy it is to work when you're doing things that you like. And so happy to be working with you doing this thing. And I just feel like we actually have useful things to say in this event. And I'm so excited to do it.
Before we get into this event that we keep alluding to that we're not really giving you much information on, Miriam, would you please introduce yourself to the people that don't know you? And then I'll do the same for the people that don't know me.
Love it. My name is Miriam. I am at Miriam_Tinney on Instagram and TikTok. I mentioned that because that's sort of why I'm here today. A couple years ago, I started posting on TikTok and it's blown up into this potentially career. I post about things that I read, that I listen to on podcasts, articles, books, the conversations I have with friends, just stuff I'm learning that I'm curious about. And then 3 years in, there's an appetite for it. That's been very clear from the following I've been able to amass and the kinds of conversations I've had with people. And so now I'm excited to be working with you to sort of professionalize and formalize all of this stuff that I've been doing informally. And just like, I have stuff to talk about. I have an expertise and excited to leverage it in that way.
Awesome.
Tell me about you.
Yeah. Thank you for asking. We will get more into your story because I think it has a lot of implications for the folks that might be showing up to these events. I think a lot of people ask, like, how do I become a creator? When do I decide if I'm going to get rid of my full-time job? We'll get into all that. I am also in the creator space. I have been working for the last 5 years on the software side of things for podcast creators, but I've always on the side hosted podcasts about the podcast industry. And since 2017, I've been writing a podcast recommendation newsletter that just really keeps me tapped into who makes what, what's trending, and just I'm constantly entertained by podcasts. I listen to about 5 hours of podcasts every day. I listened to last year, I think it was like 65 days of podcasts. So I just really, it's my favorite medium and I want to help other people explore it as listeners and as creators. And Miriam, we actually connected first through podcasts. Would you like to tell this story?
Yes, I love this story. It's just the perfect meet cute for the two of us. So we had both moved to LA, I think around the same time. And was it 2016? And we both came from the Northeast. And I know my experience was I realized, oh, I don't know anyone in this big city and most of my hobbies are solitary. Reading, listening to podcasts, like, I don't know, watching TV, whatever, hanging out with like one friend at a time.
It's hard to make friends in LA.
It's hard to make friends in general, especially in LA, especially if you're someone who likes to spend time alone. And so I said, how can I basically socialize these hobbies that I do alone? And so I think I went onto Facebook and just started looking and found looking for podcast clubs and found Podcast Brunch Club, I think it was called.
Yeah.
And
still is. Still exists.
Yeah, still exists, right? And so I'm the kind of person that I will totally just go to a thing alone. So I just went to this bar. I think we met up at a bar to discuss like 3 or 4 podcasts. And it was a very interesting motley crew. And you were there. And we're, you know, same age, same vibe, same background for the most part. And it was an immediate clicking where I think we might have been the only, like, no one was saying interesting things except for the two of us. And so I was like, okay, this is my girl. And then I don't think either of us ever went back.
No. And that's not on Podcast Brunch Club.
Absolutely not. Now that I'm in this world and I'm trying to make events, I admire that so much. People who just organize around these shared interests and the fact that we got such a random motley crew in of, like, you know, people of all different ages, like, that says something for sure. But I think you and I clicked and hit it off. And, you know, years later, we're still in the podcast space talking about it and figuring out how to make our own thing.
Yeah, I think what's cool about that meet cute is that was the vehicle for us becoming friends, and I'm really grateful for it. Would we have met otherwise? Who knows? What an interesting thing to ponder. But from there, we were kind of just involved in each other's activities, both friendship, you know, we were doing book club events together with other people, but also like going to live podcast tapings. Do you remember we went to a few of those?
Yeah,
long time ago. And then you were actually the person who told me that I should make a podcast to go alongside my podcast recommendation newsletter. I was very anti that for a while because I was like, nobody needs to hear my voice. There's already so many podcasts. What place does a podcast about podcasts have? But you were just like, you should just do it and see what happens. And that's pretty much your philosophy for how you put out content now, which is interesting to think about.
Yes. Yeah. That's a really good transition and point. Yes. And we, to give a little teaser for the thing that we want to do together, I have so many thoughts on starting from a place of curiosity, starting from, it's very clear to me as both a viewer and as someone who creates content when someone likes the thing they're talking about and feels forced to talk about the thing they're talking about. And so realizing, oh, you can just like turn on the mic, turn on the camera and say, this is something I think is really cool. And people will catch on. And so that is one of my main philosophies. And I think you and I are both kind of experimental and we just try things. And it means I often try a thing once and then I forget about it and never do it again. But I think that's part of the fun of this. And we have no bosses and we have no like need to, like we can do whatever we want. And I just think there's a lot of freedom in that.
My version of that is that I'll post something on LinkedIn. It doesn't do well. I'll delete it. And then I'll make a post that's like, hey, did you know that you can post things and delete them if they don't perform well? And people then like that post more than the original.
I love your LinkedIn experiments. Yes, absolutely. And in general, the meta, I think what we like is like taking a step back from the thing that we did to analyze the thing that we did. And I feel like that's what we'll do in our conversation together. But in general, I like, exactly. We're talking about the meta of the meta. I like to talk about salary transparency and talk about how much money I'm making as a creator, how I started a creator, sort of the ins and outs, getting ads and brand deals and I don't know. There's a lot to be said of like your risk tolerance around kind of fourth wall, like lifting the curtain a little bit. But I think it is nothing but beneficial to everyone. Yeah. And so decreasing the barriers to entry. And so for you, it makes a lot of sense. You're in the podcast world, but you are primarily sort of this meta critique slash like industry expert kind of person.
I get a lot of people reaching out to me to kind of get a crash course on what's going on in the podcast space. How can I and my company start a podcast or how can we utilize podcasts? So that's where I'm coming from to this conversation. And we know you're coming from jumping into the content space, really succeeding at short form content. And with that in mind, our announcement, we'll get to our announcement. And it's funny because this announcement, I know I keep putting this off. This announcement is not even a fully fledged announcement. It's really an announcement that we are starting an event series. There it is. And we want your help to figure out what that event series really is going to be about. We have ideas. We did a whole brainstorming session on it. We actually have an outline of what we think it's going to be about, but we also need more help from the people that are going to attend, because if you're going to attend, if you're going to pay money, even if it's $5, we want to make sure that you're actually getting something out of it.
Yep. Call it a series because we want to do more than one. And we had a brainstorming session. And if I can sort of reveal where we're at right now, we are essentially practicing what we're preaching here, which is experiment out loud, show work in progress in real time, involve the people who might want the answers from you in the process of crafting the thing. So we're interested in starting with kind of a general how to position yourself, how to promote yourself, and how to sustain yourself with short form video content. So you could be coming from you are a podcaster, you want to market your podcast. You could be someone like me who just is building a personal brand and maybe is afraid to press record on the camera. Anything in between, we're aiming for it to be slightly more professional, but we will be personal and we'll weave in anecdotes and share a lot about my experience. We'll put clips. I'll talk specifically about where I was in that moment and how I made certain decisions. but this feels right for our first thing to do together. And then I think we would love to just like get more niche, dive into specific stuff, do smaller little like affinity groups with different kinds of people. Because of course, someone who is like me, who is this individual creator who maybe has a full-time job, is maybe different than someone who is like trying to become a full-time podcaster. So we want everyone in this first one, and then we'll take it from there.
That's why in the show notes of this episode, wherever you're listening to this, we have a link to a form that you can fill out. And we asked just three questions. It should take about 45 seconds for you to fill out. We just want to know how you identify as a creator, if at all. And there's a section in there for you to put other so that we can figure out, you know, if 500 people respond to this survey and 300 of them are content creators who are, quote unquote, too afraid to start posting, then we know what we have to do. So Miriam, let's go into some of the philosophies that are going to guide us, that have guided us. And you mentioned one of them. It is the idea of building in public and salary slash money transparency. When we were talking just the other day, you said to me, I'm freelancing now. And you said to me, are you making enough? Or like, how much money are you making? And I hadn't, first of all, I'm not good at finances. So I was like, hadn't really tallied it. But also I was a little bit thrown off because like, it's not quote unquote proper to talk about, but obviously immediately was like,
totally,
this is what I'm making here, this is what I'm making there, because what do we lose by talking about that?
Absolutely. And I mean, I really appreciate you saying that. And I do feel my scarcity creeping in of like, now that I don't have stable income, now is the competition going to start? Am I going to feel more competitive with you than I did when I was like sitting at my safety net of 9 to 5? And like, I think a way to fight all of these internal impulses and trainings is to just speak the thing out loud and then sit in the messy gray area of like, oh, I don't feel good, or this feels uncomfortable, or I feel jealous or whatever. And that is another one of my philosophies with the kinds of topics that I talk about and how I want to lead this next sort of like workshop series, is we're going to sit in some of the icky spaces. It's kind of like a little bit of therapy, although we're not going to do that. We are just going to ask the questions to get you to sit in your stuff. And so some of it might feel more personal or more targeted around money or like limiting beliefs about being an expert or being a leader, which is absolutely something that I have struggled with. Even in, again, to lift the curtain a little bit, building the series, I have this monologue in my head of, but you're not an expert. So why are you, you know, what are you going to teach here? You don't want to position yourself as a teacher. You want to position yourself as a facilitator, and like kind of working through some of that stuff, which I know if you are someone, whether you're a professional podcaster or a content creator or whatever, like this stuff is going to bubble up as you put yourself in front of a camera or in front of a mic and try to sell your thing, either for money or for views or for whatever. Like, yeah, it is really like a psychological experiment, I would say. And so to the extent that you and I can speak about these things, even if we don't have answers, I think is incredibly valuable for people. And I've just realized in doing it a little bit, not many people will do it, especially when you have stuff to share. It's easy when you don't have any money to be like, here's how much I make. I mean, that has its own stuff too, but I think it's often a lot harder when people feel protective of their stuff and they feel like they have things to lose. So that's one of, I think, my core philosophies. And I really appreciate you being like, whoa, like even us, I mean, I feel the same thing, like, and I want to talk more specifically in numbers. You don't need to, but I think it would be very valuable in this workshop.
No, I'm happy to.
And so, but I'm like, I won't necessarily like scream it from the, like, you want to be judicious in how you talk about it, I think, but fighting the impulse of like, it's improper in quotes,
right.
Like that stuff,
that?
I think is. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So we're fighting that a little bit in our training bit by bit by doing this kind of conversation.
Yeah. So let's go to another one of our guiding principles. I mentioned before, I put a dollar figure out there for what this might cost. And it's really not a cost situation. I said $5, and that is legitimately like, we just want to be able to pay ourselves a little bit. We're going to do a sliding scale. And so it's going to start at $5, maybe up to 20, I think. And the reason we're doing this is because it is not all about the money. We also recognize that other opportunities will come from an event series like this. We might meet people who are interested in consulting with us, things like that. But the dollar amount, I have noticed recently as I've started doing live events that I've been charging for, really keeps people accountable and makes the show up rate much higher and the response rate much higher when you send out the correspondence afterwards to say like, thank you for attending. Here's the replay. Do you have any questions?
Yep. I love that. And I definitely feel that. I mean, I feel that with like an exercise class. You will catch me there if I pay $20. But I think, I mean, talk about limiting beliefs, like charging for things. That has been a whole psychological journey for me, emotional journey. But I will say, like, you and I are going to, we've already put in an hour of work plus on this, and we will make really robust, good slides that feel valuable. And so just realizing when you do work that is valuable, like you should, in quotes, because this is capitalism, like get money for it. It's effort, it's time. And I think we don't produce subpar products. And so just sitting in that, like that we deserve, in quotes, money for this thing. And also sliding scale, we want to make it accessible. And there's a level of accountability and investment in paying. And if you can do bottom of the sliding scale, that's all we need. Yeah. Like we don't need people to be doing the top. If you want to, you can, but you know.
I also think acknowledging the kind of ickiness of when I said before, the cost won't be high. We've all met those marketers who are like, it's going to be $9.99 because 99 makes you think you're not paying 10, like whatever the hell that means. There's all of these things like, oh, I'm offering my course, which is a $2,000 value for $700 because you're getting in right now. We're not doing that. Yeah. I think that's gross. And I also like, I want to get even weirder about this. I even feel like I'm doing reverse psychology on you by listeners, by talking about this. And that's going to make you think that I am trying to get you to think like, oh, wow, she's so benevolent. I'm not doing
that. That is so funny. I had not even think. Look at us. We're so humble.
So much.
That, you know,
so
like
exactly. Exactly.
It's a losing battle. Absolutely.
Talking about money. So we're done with that. Let's move on. You get it. You understand that we are genuine people. Here's why we think you should attend these events. These are the pain points that we think you might have if you're listening to this and you might attend something like this. Want to go one for one, Miriam?
Great. Okay, let me start. So the first one, you feel like you need to post more, but you don't know what you want to post about. And the feeling could be maybe you have a business and you know that you're not doing enough marketing, or maybe you have this intrinsic interest in wanting to post more and you do not know where to start.
That is the number one thing that I get all the time from people. Yep. I've heard I should be posting, but I don't know what. The next one is that you know what you want to talk about, but you don't know the technical logistics. And for this one, we are going to give some practical tips about like how to set up your profile and what you should be posting and when you should be posting and how often, which is different for everybody. There are no set rules for that. We'll go into all that.
Yep. Yep. The next one, your social isn't growing. So maybe you are posting and it's just not, you're hitting some sort of 200 view jail or whatever they say on TikTok. So we'll get into sort of, to the extent that we understand the algorithm and can gamify it, we'll get into some tips and tricks there.
Next is that you are currently emulating best practices that you see across the internet, but it's not working. And our thesis will be, okay, it's because you are watching somebody else and then kind of localizing it for your own audience. It's got to be yours from the outset. And we'll get into how to do that.
Yep, absolutely. And one thing I'm really, a little teaser for the event that I'm really excited about is getting into like, what's your why? Not to be corny, but like, what's the point of it? And if you can have a North Star, it does help you get through the muck of the ebbs and flows of bad views or whatever. And I can speak from personal experience there. Okay, the next one, you have a podcast and you want to chop it up for social. So this could be you don't know that you don't have the technical where, how, or you whatever, but we will help you get some of those clips out.
Yeah, that's like the least woo-woo of the reasons that you might come is just like, you want to learn how to do this. By the end of the session, you're going to learn how to make social clips. Boom.
The short form vertical video is a totally different beast. Yeah, but if you already got the content, you can absolutely do it. Yeah.
And then on the other side of things, maybe you are currently making social clips, you're making short form video, and you want to learn how to elongate that into a podcast or into long form video or whatever it is. So we'll talk about how content can go both ways.
Ah, so exciting.
We talked a bit, Miriam, about your journey as a content creator. I talked a bit about my journey in the podcast space and how that kind of reverberates out into the wider content space. We'll do a lot more of that in the actual event series. So again, show notes, we have a link so that you can fill out so that you get information about the event series. But we need your input. What do we need their input on?
Yeah, so I've been talking a lot about this idea, and I mentioned it at the beginning, of participatory design, because I was a product manager before this. And one of the things that kills me is when people make an event or a product, a tool, and then they try to figure out afterwards how to get people to use it.
People do this with podcasts too.
You can tell immediately when someone, and again, it's fine if you want to put up a mic and just talk to your friend, but like, think about how that might be received by others. I think if you want to make a product that other people hear. So that's just to say, we have a nugget of an idea for this workshop based off of our instincts and the expertise that we do have. But in order to flesh it out, we need to know what you all have questions about or where your pain points are. We listed some, like we said, we think we have some data on things that are useful, but let's get specific. So on the form, there will be a, what questions do you have? What would you like us to talk about? Knowing again, that the topic is something around positioning, promoting, and sustaining yourself in short form video content, but that's super general. So beyond that, we want to answer specific questions. And then the goal is, of course, to keep this going and get more niche, more narrow, and, you know, create a whole series based on this, basically.
And that's really it. That's the conversation for today. That's the call to action. We just need to hear from you. We need feedback, 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 wherever it is that you are in touch with either of us. We would love to hear from you. We thrive off of it. Miriam's entire account is based off of engagement.
I'm like, leave me some DMs. Yeah, exactly. Leave me some DMs. Leave me a comment, you know?
We're excited to hear from you. And then we're excited to kick off this event series, which the first event, no matter what, is happening on February 25th of this year, 2025. So this conversation, aside from this last sentence or so, is going to be relevant. You know, it's an evergreen content situation, but the rest of it, yes, we have one event that we know is upcoming, and then hopefully from there we'll have more. So stay tuned by getting on our mailing list via the link in the show notes. Miriam, thank you for joining me on this podcast feed today.
Thank you. If this is a teaser of what's to come, I'm so excited. You and I could just riff for hours. So this was great.
That's the truth. That's it. Thank you for listening to this conversation between me and Miriam Tinberg. It was fun to pop onto this feed for a bit, and I know there are still a bunch of you who listen, and I appreciate you very much. I will always leave the door open also. I may be back soon with a freshly revamped podcast recommendation podcast. We'll see. Earbuds is celebrating 8 years this year, so who knows? Anything is possible. Bye.